everyone, and welcome back to another exciting week on Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly podcast filled with the latest happenings around our campuses. I'm Megan Whalen, and as always, I'm joined each week by my co-host, Jeff Green.
And thanks, Megan, and thanks for tuning in, everyone. October is upon us here at Memorial, and the leaves are just beginning to turn on many of the trees around the university. But as students prepare for midterm exams on the eve of this Thanksgiving weekend, we've got the week's news to keep you in the know.
On today's show, the votes are in. Memorial's faculty union has ratified the tentative agreement it reached with the university last month.
Celebration at Grenfell College next week marks the first ever fall convocation at the university's West Coast campus.
Plus, students were ranting and roaring this week as the Office of Student Recruitment held Rant Like Rick auditions at the Memorial St. John's and Cornerbrook campuses.
Also, we'll bring you some of the political opinions around the St. John's campus in anticipation of the upcoming election, and a story about how one group of students are spending their midterm break.
And finally, as always, we'll bring you up to date on some of the many exciting events happening over the next 7 days around MUN in our regular Week Ahead segment. But first, here's this week's top story. A series of unsolved sexual assaults in St. John's recently has left many women feeling concerned about their safety. However, campus enforcement and the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary were quick to respond to a sexual assault that took place on the St. John's campus last week. On September 26th, a 19-year-old female Memorial student reported being assaulted while on an elevator in the Smallwood Student Center by an unknown male. She did not sustain any injuries in the assault. She immediately contacted the CEP, who then notified the RNC. Extra CEP officers were called in to do patrols and maintain a high-visibility presence in the area of the assault. The next day, the RNC arrested a 27-year-old Memorial student, and he was charged in provincial court. The student has been banned from campus for the next 10 days, with a review upcoming that may extend that ban. His next court date is set for later this fall.
Well, this week, after a month of anticipation by many Memorial students, the faculty union ratified the tentative agreement that it had reached with the university in early September, putting an end to any worry about a stoppage in classes this semester. The agreement has been ratified by the Board of Regents. It calls for across-the-board salary increases that are consistent with those accepted by other university employees, the public sector, and other professional groups such as physicians, teachers, and nurses. Other salary adjustments were also made in order to competitively position the salaries of Memorial faculty with those offered at other comprehensive universities across the country.
Next week will mark a special occasion for Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College in Cornerbrook. The West Coast campus of Memorial University will see graduates cross the stage for the first time at fall convocation. On Friday, October 12th, at the Cornerbrook Arts and Culture Center, around 40 graduates will receive degrees in education, arts, science, and nursing. An honorary doctorate of letters will be bestowed upon Newfoundland and Labrador musician Pamela Morgan. The convocation ceremony can be viewed on the university's website at 4 o'clock on October the 12th. It will also be videotaped for future broadcast on local cable television, and copies of the DVD will be made available for sale in the college bookstore.
Students at Memorial St. John's campus and the Cornerbrook campus had the opportunity to get something off their chests this week. Rant Like Rick auditions were held by the Office of Student Recruitment. Students had a chance to rant on camera about something they think should be known to the rest of the university community. Out of those that took to the stage, a group of finalists will compete later this month during I Love Mondays in St. John's. And there's a lot at stake. Students have a chance to win prizes of up to $1,000 in cash. With the open auditions over, it's now up to a panel of judges to select the top 10 finalists. One of those will be a student from Grenfell College who will compete in St. John's on October the 24th in what organizers are calling a rantastic deathmatch, American Idol style. In St. John's, there was a steady stream of contestants. Paul Brown is enrolled in the Economics Co-op program. He decided to sign up because he enjoys giving his 2 cents worth on topics.
Well, I've been used to thinking on my feet. I was in debating, and I was in improv and public speaking all throughout high school, so that's not a problem. The camera intimidated me a little bit, but I tried my best to talk to the judges or focus towards the judges. You can't really think of being on TV. Just have to look at the camera and just say it's a camera and pretend it's not doing anything. That's how I focus.
Chris Gillum is an MBA student at Memorial. The Cornerbrook native ranted about student loans.
I talked about my student loans this year, the whole experience of trying to get that straightened out and the turmoil it caused. The whole point of my rant was to expose the bureaucratic inadequacies of the student loan process. I really wasn't anticipating on really doing it. I got an email on my thing. I thought, well, I know something I could talk about, so I ain't tried it.
Meanwhile, Matthew Follett of Mount Pearl, who was studying computer science, gave his thoughts on airline food.
I was just to point out, like, the quality of airline service has gone down, especially over time. Like, I mean, you used to be able to get a decent breakfast, you know, complimentary with your meal. And now that you have to pay for it, I found that the service has gone straight down with it. Now, everything's reheated, nothing is fresh anymore, and you're paying more money for it than you did originally.
The contest was open to full-time students in the fall semester, with the top three contestants winning prizes of $1,750 and $500, respectively. The top 10 finalists will be officially announced next week.
Anyone with a love of folk music won't want to miss Dr. Ruth Perry's presentation on the finest ballads, Anna Gordon Brown, and the 18th century Scottish song culture. The acclaimed scholar and singer from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is known to mix her lectures with ballads she has committed to memory, in the spirit of oral tradition. She's coming to Memorial to deliver the Henrietta Harvey Distinguished Lecture. It takes place on Thursday, October 11th at 8 o'clock in the INCO Innovation Center Theater, room 2001. Parking is available in Area 15. Admission to the event is free and a reception will follow.
Well, with the provincial election now only days away, more and more political discussions are taking place around the university between both students and faculty alike. Representatives from political parties and candidates themselves have been frequently spotted on campus vying for the support of the thousands of students eligible to vote in next week's election. This week, student reporter Jillian Terry took to the streets and hallways of Memorial St. John's campus to find out how students are feeling about their upcoming trip to the ballot box.
Next Tuesday, thousands of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, including many members of the Memorial community, will line up at polling stations across the province to cast their votes for the next government. While candidates and parties have been maintaining a high level of presence on campus in the hopes of attracting votes, students' opinions about the upcoming election run the gamut of political involvement. Religious studies student Jeff Blackwood has already voted in the advance polls before Election Day rolls around, but did not vote based on just one issue.
Well, I didn't really have any number one issues. I've pretty much just been going on who's coming up with the better ideas, who seems like they're going to do the better job for the province in general.
Mr. Blackwood expressed his satisfaction with how politicians have been treating students in general and throughout this election campaign.
It's obvious they're trying to care more about the students, not just high school students, but also as post-secondary students.
However, not all Memorial students are as politically minded as Mr. Blackwood. One undergraduate psychology student from St. John's says that she isn't planning on voting due to a lack of knowledge about the issues of the election, but if she were to vote, it would be for the candidate most concerned about the issues of students.
I'm really interested in the fact that they're proposing no tuition, so whoever's the biggest advocate would definitely get my vote.
While some students are evidently more interested in next week's election than others, it's clear that students have issues and priorities that matter to them, despite candidates' attempts to sway their votes on campus. For Studio 1024, I'm Jillian Terry.
A group of students from the St. John's campus won't be sleeping in this Thanksgiving Day weekend. They'll be busy helping to put smiles on the faces of seniors living in long-term care facilities. The students are volunteers with the Make Midterm Matter program. It's run by the Center for Career Development and Experiential Learning. On Saturday, October the 6th, they'll spend the better part of a day interacting with residents. They'll participate in recreational activities and gain lots of hands-on volunteer experience. It's not the first time volunteers with the program have visited a senior's home. Last February, during the winter midterm break, more than 20 students from all over the world spent time with residents at three homes in the capital city. Kim Kelly is the Experiential Learning Coordinator at Memorial. She said the program aims to connect those students and others looking for a unique volunteer opportunity with the wider community.
One of the reasons why I created Make Midterm Matter in the beginning was to give students an opportunity to kind of develop that out-of-class experience, because the university experience is all about, you know, students making the most in the classroom and outside the classroom. So it's an opportunity for them to serve the community and build skills, meet new people, people from other faculties that they may or may not have liaised with before, and, you know, give the residents in long-term care facilities a smile on their face. So it's really a win-win situation.
In addition to volunteers from CDEL, Make Midterm Matter also includes volunteers from various units at Memorial, including business, arts, science, and engineering. Students looking for more information on this and other volunteer opportunities can drop by the Student Volunteer Bureau that's located in the University Center, room 4001.
Well, it's been a busy week, and looking ahead, we have the long Thanksgiving weekend. When you're finished with the turkey, you may want to check out some of the events coming up in the week ahead.
On Tuesday, October the 9th, the St. John's Club of the Canadian Federation of University Women will be holding their next meeting. The topic is Women at Sea, and Terry Lynn George, Equity Officer with the Canadian Coast Guard, will speak. Everyone is welcome. The event gets started at 7:30 in room 4065 of the Earth Sciences Building, and underground parking is available in Lot 60.
If you have something to say about the election after voting day, the Department of Political Science is giving you a forum to speak your mind. After the election, faculty, staff, and students are invited to share their thoughts with the Department of Political Science. They'll be wrapping up their election discussion group on Wednesday, October the 10th at 1 o'clock, and that's taking place in room 2036 of the Science Building.
Do good fences make good neighbors? Dr. Noreen Goffman, Associate Dean of Graduate Studies and Professor of English, will screen excerpts from The Fence, Sacha Trudeau's documentary on Israeli-Palestinian relations, and discuss the nature of walls and borders. The talk will be followed by a panel discussion and reception. The event takes place in room 2006 of the Engineering Building. It gets started at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, October the 10th.
Music at Memorial continues on Thursday, October the 11th with Orchid Ensemble. Ancient musical traditions and instruments from China meet young musicians from Newfoundland and Labrador. The concert joins the spectacular Vancouver-based ensemble with Munn's award-winning chamber choir and Scrunchin's percussion ensemble. Tickets are $12 or $7 for seniors and students. The show starts at 8 o'clock in the D.F. Cook Recital Hall in the School of Music. And if you have an event happening on campus that you want included in our listings, it's easy to do so. All you have to do is visit today.mun.ca and submit your event in the events calendar.
And that about does it for us here at Studio 1024 for this week's podcast.
Thank you once again to CHMR, Mun's campus radio station, for graciously lending us their studio space each week. Be sure to surf on over to mun.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM to check out some of the great programming they have to offer.
Thanks also to student reporter Jillian Terry for her assistance in the production of this week's show.
Studio 1024, Memorial University's weekly podcast, is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building. Our producer is David Sorensen, and our executive producer is Ivan Mazechka.
We want to hear from you. If you have comments or questions about this week's show, or if you'd like to send us a story idea for an upcoming podcast, you can email us at marcom@mun.ca.
And if you missed any of our previous shows or would like to listen to the show again, be sure to check out our website. You can easily find it by going to mun.ca, scrolling to the bottom of the page, and clicking on the Studio 1024 podcast link. From there, you'll be able to access the Studio 1024 archives.
Well, that's about it for this week's show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and have a great long weekend. I'm Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Be sure to tune in again next week for more on the latest news from here at Memorial University.